Hello Cancer, it's Russell here with your stars for a week beginning Saturday, November the 5th and the whole week ahead. It was a lovely Venus trine Uranus today, and for you this brings a little bit of sparkle and glitz, especially into your career. Now, one of the things you need to do now is get noticed. If you can get noticed over the next week, you will be amazed at the kind of things that you can do and the places that you can go. It's all about taking a chance on yourself and not sticking to the old routine, but be a bit daring. Here's your Sunday stars. Sexy, lusty, call it what you want. It's all happening in your house of relationships and partnerships. The Moon and Mars together, you've got the emotions of the Moon and the sexuality of Mars. So if you're already with somebody, then this is going to be a very sexy day. Well, potentially it is. And if you're not with anybody, it's still a very sexy day. Of course, you could be with somebody and meet somebody else. Then it's very sexy and also could create fireworks. Here's your Monday stars. I love this Sun-Pluto aspect today. It's very transforming and it's particularly good for you creatively. It's a wonderful way to prize open your talents and your gifts. Now, there should be a special someone that you either work well with or you connect well with, because often in this world, to bring out the best in ourselves means working hand in glove and cooperating with somebody else. And that really is the way to success now, working hand in glove with someone new. Here's your Tuesday stars. You won't particularly like the Moon being in Aquarius. It's not really the kind of aspect that you like, because it fills up your eighth house. So we've got a lot of problems here with grievances and difficulties that may stem from the past. They could be sexual, they could be financial. However, there are times when we have to let these things go. Even though you may not want to, you can forgive, but maybe you won't forget. But at the same time, you do need to move on. And here's your Wednesday stars. Mars now moves into Aquarius. Now, this is a very challenging aspect for you, so best to read all about it in my book, You Can Change Your Life. Mars in your eighth house. The challenge is going to be very much connected with sex, desires, and passions. If you start getting obsessed or a bit bunny boilerish over somebody, then be warned, it could end in tears. Obsessions must not rule your life. You must take back control of your feelings and emotions. And here's your Thursday stars. Lovely the Moon in Pisces, because it does give you a lot of opportunity and open up a certain amount of doors. There is going to be difficulties from people who could be jealous of you or envious of what you do. For instance, if you go after some kind of charitable event or do something by following your conscience, be very wary about the motives of somebody around you. They may not be the same as yours, but in the end, good will prevail. And here's your Friday stars. Now the Moon has shifted into Aries, so this is one of those good and very good career days. In fact, it's good on a number of fronts because it means that you can start to make headway. I wouldn't be at all surprised if there's two people actually looking at you now and thinking, wow, you're doing better than I thought. In fact, they may not even say it, but at the same time, if you dress to impress or set out to impress, you certainly will do today. This is Russell Grant. Thanks so much for calling. Please call again next week when I'll have some more intriguing insights to share with you, for you.